Although the districts of Zebulun and Naphtali sound exotic, they are of little interest to us today. But in the ancient world, they were far from exotic. Situated in northern Galilee, on the very periphery of Palestine, far removed from the religious center of Jerusalem, they were frequently war-torn and had also been planted by pagan colonizers. In those days, they were considered lands of darkness. But it was there that Jesus chose to begin his public ministry. Perhaps what the readings of today's Mass are suggesting to us is that while northern Galilee may be geographically far from us, its desolation may not be. Zebulun and Naphtali, those districts of deep shadow and darkness, may be replicated psychologically and spiritually in our own experience of life. We are aware, even if we don't often dwell upon it, that many in our society live in the gloom of loneliness, that others are lost in the darkness of addiction, while for others, the inability to forgive overshadows their relationships, threatening their marriages, families, and friendships. The readings appear to ask us personally, where is a Zebulun in our lives? What Naphtali overshadows us? Can we name the deep shadow over our community, over our church? In the past, Christians of different denominations sadly and regrettably fought over questions concerning the real presence, the role of Mary, the importance of the church, the primacy of Scripture. But today, for more and more people, the question has shifted to the very existence of God. While we may agree that we live in an age of unbelief, strangely for us, this is not really about the challenge of atheism. It is more subtle than that, and indeed much more problematic. The challenge facing us is that of unbelief among believers. Now, unbelief among believers may sound contradictory, but it was that fact which prompted Pope Leo XIV to make this comment a few days ago. The problem is the increasingly evident lack of awareness in feeling part of the church, that is, of being living members of the body of Christ, all with unique gifts and roles, and not merely users of the sacred, of the sacraments, perhaps out of mere habit. In other words, today, God is confined within church walls and allowed a very restricted presence anywhere else. It is not that God is intentionally denied by some of today's supposed believers. It is just that he is no longer present in their everyday consciousness and activity. For some time now, certain intellectuals and others have declared that God is dead. Of course, for us, God is not dead. God cannot die. But the assertion that God is dead awakens us to an important fact, that for many, even within our own church, even perhaps ourselves from time to time, God does not matter much in day-to-day life, save perhaps as some kind of cultural hangover from the past, or a vague nostalgia for one's childhood, in which faith is reduced to being merely nice to one another. In that God is absent from the everyday consciousness and lives of believers, he is dead to them. Unbelief among believers renders the celebration of the sacraments so precious and life-giving in themselves, to mere moribund rituals. Is this not a darkness that overshadows our families, our parish, and our church? Jesus chose to begin his mission in northern Galilee, in the districts of Zebulun and Naphtali, lands overshadowed by darkness. And the situations he encountered there continues to be a reality in our world. As he looked on the people of Zebulun and Naphtali, he saw the darkness of every generation, so often expressed in human complexity, in sinful frailty, and in the sadness, suffering, and callousness experienced by so many. In this situation, he is, as the Gospel says, the great light, a light that is not abstract but personal, a light better understood as love. His is a message summarized by St. John: God is love. He called Peter and Andrew, James and John, and the other apostles, and charged them to reflect his light, his love, to all society. He calls you and me for the same purpose. Be convinced that our faith commitment is a sure light which guides the steps of others towards our loving Lord. Pray that we may never be deterred from being joy-filled and zealous messengers of love, and that through us, the light and love of Christ will dawn on our society. Lord, you are my light and my help. I hope in you, I hold firm and take heart, because you are indeed the light of my life. Amen.